On this Maundy Thursday service, allow me to share a short reflection. Maundy Thursday is a tradition so multifaceted and abundant in symbolism. It celebrates the institution of the Eucharist, otherwise known as the Holy Communion. It is on this day that the chrism oil used in the sacrament of baptism, confirmation, and anointing of the sick is blessed. It also marks the end of Lent almsgiving, fasting, and prayer, and the beginning of Easter Triduum, which is the final 3 days of Jesus' life. When we contemplate his dying and rising for our sins and God's plan of redemption for the world. For me personally, I'm drawn to ponder God's gift that is undeserved, unconditional, and unifying love on this day for myself and for us. As we heard during the Last Supper, Jesus demonstrates his love, this very special love. The gospel says he rises from the table. Well, actually, there was no table, but they usually just sit around at a very low level. Takes a towel and ties it around his waist. He then begins to wash the feet of his disciples, one by one. We know that Jesus humbled himself to share in our humanity. But in the washing of the feet, a task typically reserved for slaves, Jesus acts more intimate and self-humbling than ever before. An act far more significant than a simple show of kindness. Contemplating the foot washing or feet washing scene is not complete without also considering its backdrop. Jesus knows Judas will betray him, and that in the coming hours, each one of his closest friends who were gathered there with him on that upper room will fail him. And so, Jesus is not surprised when Peter first refused to have his feet washed. Peter is bewildered, unprepared to receive this generous act of love. The disciples feel unworthy of Jesus' unconditional love, but it is not theirs to deserve. Despite their shortfalls and inadequacies, Jesus freely gives them the gift of his love. It is at that upper room, at this supper, in the presence of his closest companions, that Jesus offers himself as the Passover lamb, the Passover sacrifice. He says, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. We are so familiar with these words, a constant reminder of the love of Jesus and his sacrifice. Jesus gave his greatest gift in the sacrament of the Eucharist, a gift that you and I will partake a little later, a gift that makes us sharer in his body and blood, unified with him in suffering and most importantly, the resurrection. The grace of Maundy Thursday, as we gather here this evening, is knowing that God embraces us despite our weaknesses and imperfections. God loves us, calls us, embraces us. This is a lesson I need to learn every day, be reminded in a personal way. God meets our frailty with love, without judgment and exclusion. God's love is given to us without distinction. In John chapter 13, verse 15, this is somewhat paraphrased. I have given you a model to follow, Jesus says, so that as I have done for you, you should also do. Simple as that. A model for us to follow. He has done it. We are to follow. So dear brothers and sisters, on this day, this evening, the Maundy Thursday, we recognize God's unfailing gift of undeserved, unconditional, and unifying love for us all. This love has the power to embolden every human heart and cause us to do the same. Let us ask for the grace to respond to God's call to love one another accordingly. Make a difference. Impact the lives of others for eternity. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your unfailing love. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your sacrifice. Thank you, Lord, for your suffering. Thank you for bearing all our sins on your shoulder. And thank you for giving yourself to us. And as we continue this Easter journey, may we be enlightened of your love and your grace and your purpose in our lives. This we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.